Vince Bannon and Amir were looking at a venue, and they were looking really hard at the Latin Quarter. And I'm going, well, you know, there's this place downtown you guys should really look at. You know, I did a show there with the Reputations probably in 81. And I remember it being a really cool venue. And they're going, yeah, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. I go, I'm telling you, the St. Andrews place is really pretty cool and it would be perfect. It's downtown. You know, it's safer than the Latin Quarter because the Latin Quarter was very isolated. And so they finally met with Blair McGowan and Ralph Hogg and Charlie Gates and got together with a deal. And they told me, like, they were all proud. Yeah, we're going to St. Andrews Hall. I go, well, do tell. I've been telling you that for a month and a half. So October of 82 was the first show. I think it was Figures on a Beach. Second show was the Thompson Twins and so on and so forth through December. And then, again, I was telling you, in 1983, it went full bore. I was doing not only the Clutch Cargo shows, which they were, you know, named after. They had the name for it, and it was called Clutch Cargos at St. Andrews Hall. I was also doing Morta Sinclair shows, which was John Sinclair and Dominic Morta. They were doing all these blues shows. They were doing like Commander Cody. I did Buddy Guy and Junior Wells there. They had some really great blues shows. So I was doing those, which was great. And then there were some rentals that I would do. But after a while, it was just Clutch Cargos Presents. There was nobody else that could get a gig there. So it was pretty exclusive. I stayed there solid till 91, went on tour with Second Self. Came back in 92 and a half and stayed there another 7 years. So I think I spent 20 years there total.